Maxwell House Coffee presents Good News of 1940. Makers of Maxwell House Coffee welcome you to another hour of entertainment brought to you each week from Hollywood. Starring Fanny Bryce, Hanley Stafford, Connie Boswell, Frank Travis, Benny Rubin, and Meredith Wilson and his orchestra. Tonight's guests of honor are the dramatic star Walter Houston and the comedian Lou Holtz. And here is your host for the evening, Edward Arnold.
Good evening, everybody. From here, it looks like another good news program. Because Walter Houston's going to do a radio adaptation of the great Broadway success Excursion. Because it's Connie Boswell's birthday. And because Lou Holtz is back with us again. And now we start off with Meredith Wilson and his orchestra.
Excuse me, Eddie.
Yeah, what is it? What is it? Not now, Warren. Meredith's playing.
Well, I tell you, it's very important.
Well, all right. What do you want?
I want the waiter with the water. I want the waiter with the water for my daughter. I want the waiter with the water for my daughter, because my daughter has an order for some water on the tray. He's got a menu that'll send you. He's got a menu that'll send you and befriend you. He's got a menu that'll send you and befriend you, maybe lend you if you help me find the waiter with the tray. While my daughter was having lunch one day, she caught the waiter's eye. He took one look at her and ran away. Now she's going to die of thirst unless I find that guy. I want the waiter with the water. I want the waiter with the water for my daughter. Don't want the butcher or the baker or the candlestick maker. I want the waiter with the water on the tray.
I want the waiter.
I want the waiter.
I want the waiter with the water for my daughter.
I want the waiter with the water for my daughter.
She has an order for some water on the tray. He's got a menu. He's got a menu that'll send you and befriend you. He's got a bill up there that's gonna cut your hair. I want the guy for the tray.
Now while we were having lunch one day, we caught the waiter's eye. He looked at us and ran away.
We're gonna die of thirst till we find that guy.
Water boy, hurry high. Don't want the butcher or the maker or the candlestick maker. Want the waiter with the water on the tray.
That was fine, Meredith. Very stimulating. Somehow I feel that tonight's going to be very pleasant for me. Whenever I hear or see the name of Lou Holtz, I rush to buy a ticket. And I start laughing while I'm still at the box office. So I'm not going to waste any more words, and here he is. Ladies and gentlemen, Lou Holtz.
Thank you, Edward. I'm very happy to be here tonight. In fact, I'll go so far as to say, I glanda site bella danda trostele sotti. Dini 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 dano. Ho ha si hello.
No.
Yes.
Iglanda perdono fini dini dini dando.
They'll slap me down a countryman.
You know, it took me 4 hours with Lalganga here to learn that one line.
Oh, Lalganga will say, I'd like to talk to him in a little while. Hi, Lal.
Buena.
Nice kid.
Say, Lou, let me look at you. You've changed. You've positively changed.
Oh, you're just looking at me on the bias.
No, I mean you're a picture of health. There's color in your cheeks, lightness in your step, a new set to your shoulders. Your eyes have the sparkle and vivacity of a schoolgirl's.
Edward, kiss me.
Oh, go away from me. Cut it out, will you? Rouge all over me. No, stop it, will you? No, I really mean it. And I'd like to know, how did you get so healthy in 6 days?
Well, Edward, I exercise. I'm up every morning, you know. Every morning I'm up. I'm up at the crack of dawn. Up at the crack of dawn, you know. And I'm off on the hunt.
Off on the hunt.
Yes, eh? I'm one of the hounds. Oh, I used to do an awful lot of hunting in England, you know. Oh, yes, had an old friend there. You've probably heard of him. Old Lord Kissing Cup.
Lord Kissing Cup? No, I never heard of him.
You never heard of Lord Kissing Cup?
No.
Why, bless your heart. I'll never forget, I was at his house one day. Dear old Lord Kissing Cup, and he went to the phone. In England, he says, hello, I want you to get me Atwater 5974, thank you. I want Atwater 5974, thank you.
Yes, hello. This is Lord Kissingcup speaking. Would you tell Lord and Lady Harcourt that I'm calling for them tomorrow morning at 4:25? 4:25, we're off on the old fox hunt, you know. Off on the old fox hunt, thank you. And the voice on the other end of the wire said, "Ay, ay, ay, have you got the wrong number?"
Well, you stick around, Lou, because we've got the right number, haven't we, Connie?
I think so, Eddie.
Lou, it's Connie Watchville's birthday.
You're kidding. Well, honey, you don't look a day over 18.
Now, you're cooking with gas, Lou.
Oh, cut it out, fellas. I want to sing.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the birthday girl sings the most popular revival of the day, Oh, Johnny.
Oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, how you can love. Oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, heaven's above. You make my sad heart jump with joy. And when you're near, I just can't sit still a minute. I'm so, oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, please tell me, dear, what makes me love you so? Now, you're not handsome, it's true, but when I look at you, I just, oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, oh. Best to hide from girls he knew, what even this he couldn't do, for they would follow him from everywhere. Then his friend got him to spend a week at home. It's worse than before, 'cause the girl next door hollers through the phone. Oh, 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 Johnny, Johnny, how you can love. Oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, heavens above, you make my sad heart jump like a jumping jive. And when you're near, I know that I'm alive. 'Cause, oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, please tell me, dear, what makes me love you so? 'Cause you're not handsome, it is true, but then when I look right at you, you kill me, you thrill me. Oh, for Johnny, oh!
Say, Eddie.
Yes, Warren.
Eddie, when I had dinner at your home the other night, the very charming lady sitting beside me made a remark about Maxwell House coffee that I think bears repeating on this program.
Well, what was it, Warren?
Well, as I remember it, she said,
"You know, Mr. Ho, whether it's for our complexions, our clothes, or our cooking, we women like men to admire us. And when it comes to food, one of the easiest ways I know to get compliments at the dinner table is to serve a really good cup of coffee. That's why I serve Maxwell House. I've learned from experience, Maxwell House brings compliments. Yes, Mr. Ho, my husband and many of his friends have said to me time after time, this is the best coffee I ever tasted."
The best coffee they ever tasted. That's why Maxwell House has been the favorite coffee of thousands of men the country over for more than 50 years. But friends, there are two very good reasons why today Maxwell House is making and holding more new friends than ever before in its history. You see, we found a way to blend Maxwell House to a new perfection of flavor, a full-bodied mellow flavor that comes from a very special kind of coffee, rare Highland-grown coffees, coffees that are first in flavor. And then to bring out the true natural goodness of the matchless new blend, we've developed the uniform radiant roast process, which roasts each coffee bean evenly all the way through. No chance this way of weak coffee from under-roasting or bitter coffee from parched coffee beans. Yes, today you'll find a lot of extra pleasure and satisfaction packed into every familiar blue Maxwell House can. So if you haven't tried Maxwell House coffee lately, ask for a pound tomorrow, won't you? Let your husband compare it with what he now thinks is good coffee. I'll wager he'll say something like this: "Why, darling, you've made a real discovery. This Maxwell House is the best coffee I ever tasted."
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Fanny Bryce as Baby Snooks. Well, Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, has decided to become a landowner. After many days spent with real estate agents, he's just about decided on a certain piece of property in the suburbs. As the scene opens, we find him with Snooks, giving the land a final once-over before closing the deal. Listen.
"Well, Snooks, this is it."
"I don't see nothing."
"Oh, of course you don't right now, but once I start to build here, I'll make it exactly like heaven.
Where are you going to get the angels?
Well, I've got you and little Robespierre.
And Mummy.
Yeah. Well, I don't have to make it exactly like heaven.
Huh?
Nothing. Oh, give me a home to rest my weary bones. A plot of land I can call my own and a few chickens and cows. Ah, Snooks, I'm a dreamer.
Mama ain't gonna like it.
Oh, maybe not at first, but I think I can make her change her mind.
You really is a dreamer, ain't you, Daddy?
Well, never mind about that. Now, just look at this piece of land. Why, I can run 20 head of cattle here.
20 head?
Why, certainly. Cows, 20 head.
What about the other ends?
That's how you refer to cattle, Snooks, by the head. Now, look over there in that meadow. See that cow?
Uh-huh.
That's a Jersey cow.
How do you know?
Oh, I can tell.
Can you see his license plate?
No, silly. Jersey is a certain breed. All cows have names.
Can I call him Charlie?
No, you can't call him Charlie, because it's not a him. It's a she. All cows are females and all bulls are males.
Why?
Because they are. And just look at that cow, so contented and sleek. Did you ever see anything like it?
Uh-huh. And selfie.
Oh, stop it.
What's those things on her head, Daddy?
Horns.
Horns?
Yes, of course.
Which one did she blow, Daddy?
She doesn't blow those horns. She was just mooing.
Why?
I don't know. Let's walk around the place. Well, I sure hope I can get it at my price.
What's your price, Daddy?
Well, they want $5,000 for it, but I offered them free. If they let me have it for $3,500, it's a steal.
Let's steal it.
Well, I'm awfully glad you like it, Snooks, because it's going to be a big selling point with Mother.
Is it?
Yes, indeed. Now, listen. When we get home, you tell Mother you think it's a wonderful buy, and I'll be able to convince her. How's that?
No good.
Well, why not?
Because it ain't wonderful.
Well, what's the matter with it?
There's nothing on it.
But I'm going to put something on it. I'm going to build a perfect house. Not a single flaw.
No flaws?
Not one.
What are we going to walk on?
Oh, I mean it'll be perfect in every detail. Oh, Snooks, you've got to help me sell Mother on this.
I'm hungry, Daddy.
Well, we'll eat in a little while as soon as I get through with the real estate agent. He'll be here in a minute.
No, I want to go home.
Oh, listen, Snooks. Don't start to carry on now. I drove 80 miles to see this man, and we can't go until I've seen him.
Oh, I
want to
go.
Oh, this is a pretty kettle of fish.
I want to go fishing.
Now, stop that. Oh. Now, look, Snooks. Here's where I'm going to put the driveway, and the house will go here, and right back there, we'll have a chicken coop with a lot of chickens.
Chickens?
Thousands of them. And just think, you'll be able to see just how the little chicks come out of the eggs. Won't that be wonderful?
No, I want to see how they get in.
You would.
Huh?
Nothing. Now, look here. That's a lovely blackberry bush.
I want some blackberries.
No, don't touch those.
Why?
Because they're still green.
How do you know?
Well, don't you see they're red?
You said they're green.
That's right. When a blackberry is red, it's green.
When it's red, it's green?
Yes.
What color is it when it's black?
Blue.
Huh?
Certainly. A blackberry isn't really black. It's a dark blue. When the fruit first comes on the bush, it's green.
No, it ain't. It's red.
I know it's red, but you say it's green.
Who says it?
I do.
Why?
Because it's a blackberry bush. And a red berry is always green until it's blue. Then it's black.
You
feel all right, Daddy? I knew that was coming.
I'm hungry.
Oh, listen, dear. I promise you we'll eat very soon. Now go chase that butterfly. Quick, catch him for Daddy.
All right.
I wish that agent would hurry. Now, let me see. I could landscape the front of that house for around $80, and after that I could go... Oh, Snooks, what's happened?
I fell down.
Oh, look at your dress. It's all covered with... Snooks.
What you smelling me for, Daddy?
It's oil. Oil! The land has oil on it. Ah. Wait. Don't say it. I've got to buy it before that real estate agent finds out. We'll be rich.
Here comes a man, Dad.
Yeah, that's the fellow. Now, don't say a word. Just bear me out in whatever I say.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Higgins.
Oh, hello, Mr. Mortgage. I've just been looking the land over. Pretty stiff price, you're asking.
Oh, I don't know. You can't tell what it'll be worth in a few years. This your daughter?
Yes, wonderful child.
Mm, she certainly got her dress all dirty.
I fell in...
Jam.
Jam?
Yes. I always smear it on her dress when I take her out. It keeps her from getting hungry.
Oh, Daddy. Mm.
Kind of a strange notion, but I'm not going to tell you how to raise your kids. Well, I'm just here to sell property.
Well, of course, I don't really want this land.
Well, I have a customer that...
But my wife likes it so much, I'm going to buy it.
Oh, Daddy.
Okay, Mr. Higgins, I have the deed with me. If you'll just write out a check for $5,000 out. What's that smell?
It's me, mister.
Yes, it's her. She always smells that way. She's spoiled. It's nothing at all. Here's the check. Now, give me the deed.
Yes, thank you. Well, good luck to you, Mr. Higgins. You've got a fine piece of property here.
I'm quite sure of it. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I never saw a guy in such a hurry.
Snooks, it's ours. We're millionaires.
Are we?
You bet. Now, quick, show me where you fell in the oil.
Right there, Daddy, under our car.
Under our car?
Mm-hmm.
Oh! I wish I was dead.
And now another of Meredith Wilson's special arrangements. This time it has an oriental flavor. The song is called On a Little Street in Singapore. Meredith?
Thank you.
Very good, Meredith. Captivating. Didn't you think so, Lou?
I beg your pardon.
Say, what's the matter with you? You look as if you were dreaming.
No, Edward, I'm just nostalgic. Just nostalgic, Edward.
Well, why don't you take a bicarbonate?
No, no, dear boy. You're a little late, but it's all right. No, Edward, I'm just homesick.
Lou, don't tell me that you want to go back to New York already.
Yes, Edward, you know, at this season of the year, the Oriole has an itch to fly southward. The red salmon has an itch to return to its spawning grounds, and the ring-tailed monkey has an itch.
What about you?
I beg your pardon. Holtz, our Holtz has that old earning, that itch to return to New York. Edward, I've heard the call. I must heed it and beat it.
But what's the big attraction?
Well, Edward, I'm being drawn to New York for only one thing, the Russian ballet. I ache, Edward, for the ballet.
Ah, you have a belly ache.
Oh, you're putting in extra lines, eh, Edward? Not satisfied with your part, eh, old boy? No, I really love the ballet. I was there last year. Last year I saw the Russian ballet. Ed, it was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. They have 400 girls,
no.
400 girls on their toes out in the woods, all dressed very young. Then, very young. Then they have the head girl. Her name is Premier. Premier. Her last name is Dansuzi. Premier Dansuzi, that's her full name. She comes out. She's dressed 45 degrees younger than spring. She comes out, Eddie, running. Did you ever notice those girls? They're always running. There's nobody running after her. Then out comes the head man. She stands in the stage, uh-huh. See, in the stage. She's hiding. Hiding behind nothing. Then out comes the head name, the head man. His name is Odagio. Sam Odagio. Sam Odagio. All he's got on is a stale leopard. A stale leopard and a big, huge, crooked stick. I believe he's a hostess for sheep. He comes out, Ed. He's looking for the girl. She's standing in the middle of the stage, as I told you.
Yeah.
Hiding. He looks all over for her. He looks in the balcony. He looks in the gallery. He looks in the orchestra. He looks every place but where she's standing. Because if he sees her, the show's over. Finally, he sees her, Ed. He sees her. And he's so surprised. She's there every night. He sees her. He wants her. So he runs after her, you see. Oh, but she don't want her. She don't want her. He wants. She don't want her. He wants. She don't want her. He started chasing that poor girl at 9:05. I left 10:45. I don't know how he made out.
You know, Lou, you make the ballet sound fascinating.
Mr. Holt?
Yeah, well, shut my adagio. What a beautiful creature.
Are you Mr. Holt?
The very same. What's on your mind, you beautiful dog?
Mr. Holt, I've heard about you.
No, you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You little minx, you. You minxy. And what brings you here?
I'm from your hotel. I have a cablegram for you. The manager thought it might be urgent.
A cable, eh? Well, thank you very much. I suppose it would be out of place for me to offer you a gratuity.
Oh, I couldn't think of that. But there's one thing I'd like.
No, just name it, you little fruitcake. Name it and you got it.
Well, all the girls at the hotel think you're terribly romantic. And if you could give me just one kiss, it would really be a feather in my cap.
In your cap? One kiss from me would be a feather in your cap?
It sure would.
Well, stick around, honey, and tonight after the show, I'm going to make you an Indian chief.
I'll see you later.
I haven't been spending enough time at my hotel.
Lou, hadn't you better open that cable and see what it is?
Well, of course, the cable. Well, what do you think of that? It's Bengal Union. From the Maharaja.
Oh, really? Well, what does he say?
I'll read it to you. He says, my dear Lewis. Of course, he uses the Hindu spelling, L-O-U-S-E.
And that's Hindu?
Yeah, that's the Swahili dialect.
Oh.
Then he says, I was very interested to hear the voice of La Ganga on your program. I recognized him instantly as the son of a neighboring Nabob. Who rules the province of Mulao.
That's strange.
What a coincidence. Oh, Lally, he knows your pop. Lal. Lal, would you come here? Iglanda City Beladanda Trosa Fee.
Ha, Ebo Esi Traho, Grande Si.
Buona Mujado Lo Tendro.
Ah.
Well, ask him if it's true, Lou, about his father being prince in India.
Lal. Prodesi your fadero, Prinsala Chide.
Ha, Buddhista?
Modaro Kurnasi, li patru de cada drone, li malampam pudre.
Oh, lampam pudre.
What did he say?
Well, he says it's not really true that his father was a nabob. His folks are in the iron and steel business.
Iron and steel?
Hadul masiran, mudra kama modris la ganga gigamvet.
Oh, he says his mother irons and his father steals.
You know, Lou, I think the fellow's trying to hide something.
Yes?
Ask him why he left India. Were the cops after him?
You mean the police?
Yeah.
I'll ask him. Well, Lousy.
Prodesi krochadas e police.
Provo.
Provo.
Effendili krodasto e federalo gimenananuno.
Provo, provo. Provo, provo.
Fidest.
Fidest.
Scotland Yardo presada.
Provo, provo, no.
Sherlock Holmes at the raposte deve se de deve.
No, provo, provo.
Oh, he denies it, huh?
I haven't asked him yet. I'll ask him now.
On the sea be the poor. For this the craft.
Woo-hoo. Guarda del sala, morino con de fisa, and I'll put resist the cooking with gas.
Oh, yeah. I see, I see. He says he left India on account of a misunderstanding with the law.
Well, what was it?
Prodesi misunderstandade.
Mura caro sole. Limbo trozi vese, laro pura nausea, fife yucho.
Fife yucho.
What does he say?
Well, Ed, he says he was arrested for stealing a watch. He claims he was innocent, but besides, he had the best lawyer in India to defend him.
Did they convict him?
Prodesi convictalo.
Moraro condiso, lo porina forina casa le petit.
La casa le petit, I see. He says that they would have acquitted him except for one weak point in his defense.
And what was that?
They found the watch in his pocket. Get out of here, you dog. Get back to the orchestra.
Say, Warren.
Yes, Eddie.
Warren, you're a clever fellow with words. I wish you'd tell our audience the meaning of that wonderful fragrance that fills the air right now. Huh?
Well, friends, the fragrance Eddie is talking about is rich and inviting. It's the fragrance of freshly brewed Maxwell House coffee. It's the signal for thousands of families all over the country to pull up their chairs and join with us in a friendly moment of relaxation over a steaming cup of the coffee that's good to the last drop. Yes, you and your homes and we here in Hollywood are about to enjoy coffee at its best. And with it, the music of Meredith Wilson. We return in just a moment when you will hear Walter Houston, Fanny Bryce's Baby Snooks with Hanley Stafford, and Lou Holtz singing his famous Old Sole Mio, Connie Boswell, Frank Travis, and Meredith Wilson's music. In the meantime, we pause briefly for station identification.
This is Edward Arnold, and we continue our good news program with our young baritone, Frank Travis. Frank sings a song from the new MGM picture, Balalaika, which stars Nelson Eddy and Ilona Massey. The song, At the Balalaika. All right, Meredith.
Lift your glasses higher, higher than the sky. We will drink and die, never asking why. Hear our voices ringing, but they're all we're singing. Let the toast be spoken, then the glass is broken.
Magic in the sparkling wine, and mellow music in the candle shine. I have a rendezvous at the Balalaika. Who knows? knows what ecstasy tonight may bring, what lovely melody my heart may sing before the night is through. I hear a violin, a haunting gypsy violin, and when it sighs its strangely tender song, I know that I belong at the Balalaika. Oh, let me linger there till break of day, where hearts are young and balalaikas play. I have a wrong.
I hear a violin, a haunting gypsy violin, and when it sighs its strangely tender song, I know that I.
Oh, let me linger there till break of day, where hearts are young and balalaikas play. I have a rendezvous.
It is now a pleasure to present my good friend Walter Euston in a dramatic sketch entitled Excursion, by Victor Wolfson, which was adapted especially for radio by Robert Riley Crutcher. All right, Meredith, ring up the curtain.
The story opens as the excursion steamer SS Happiness is about to return from its last trip to Coney Island. In the morning, it will be junked or turned into a garbage scow. The weary passengers are aboard, and Captain Obadiah Rich, played by Walter Houston, is on the bridge.
All right, Mr. Stevens. Cast off. Fore and aft.
Aye, aye, sir.
Ease your gently, Mr. Stevens.
Aye, sir.
Cleared the pier wide. Now you turn. You whistle as you turn.
Ain't easy to take the old SS Happiness back for the last time, is it, Captain?
Yes, no more ship. No more Coney Island. No more passengers. No more work. No more nothing. I've been thinking and dreading this moment like the plague. And here it is.
From now on, all these passengers will be using the subway.
Yes, funny how anxious they are to set foot on that island. And what is Coney Island when you come to think of it? For 30 years, I've watched them come aboard. Watched them back there in the city come down the narrow, dark alleys between the buildings. Watched them scramble for a place on the SS Happiness. White-faced girls. Tired-out men and women. Sickly-looking young men. All rushing for this here boat that's going to give them a day at the island. An excursion out of their real life. Sometimes I feel, well, you know, sometimes I feel it ain't just right, if you know what I mean.
I don't believe I do, Captain.
Well, I feel like I've been fooling my passengers into something.
Likely they wanted to be fooled.
But it ain't right, Mr. Stevens. My passengers don't want just a couple of hours of the day changed. Nah, they don't want a couple of hours of excitement, a couple of hours of fun, a couple of hours of magic. Passengers want their whole sorry life changed, Stevens. I don't know what to do about that.
I see how it is.
Yes, for years I've been going down there on the passenger deck and talking to them on the home trip. And they're the saddest crew you ever saw in your life. They don't know. They don't know what's the matter with them. But I do. I do. They've been changed. They've been cheated.
Cheated?
Yes, cheated. Excursions for me passengers down there are lies. Because every Sunday morning, they, They come rushing down to this old boat just as eager, and every Sunday night they come back just as sad. Someday, Mr. Stevens.
Someday what, Captain?
Well, someday my passengers are going to be happy going and coming.
I guess you get plenty of time to do your thinking up here.
Ah, yes, plenty. You know, and I've thought a lot about what they're wanting and how to give it to them. But when a man's satisfied with dreaming, before you know it, his time's up and his ship ain't even out of the harbor. Tomorrow, the SS Happiness becomes a garbage scow. My white and gold ship, and me, a retired seafaring man in bedroom slippers sitting on a porch, telling kids and summer folks about the things I used to do. Stevens, didn't I say I'd like to do something for me passengers after all these years?
Aye, but...
Then why not? Why not do it? I got a map before me here and a ship to sail in. I will. Turn her about, Mr. Stevens. We're heading the other way.
Where to, sir?
Out there.
Out there in the dark?
Turn about, I tell you, to the open water. We're heading to the high sea.
Look, we're going away from the lights. We're moving away from the shore.
The boat's going the wrong way.
Papa, wake up, Papa.
Why don't you leave me alone already, please?
Alone? He wants to be left alone. The boat is going to Europe, but he wants to be left alone.
If I'm not in the basement by 9 o'clock in the morning, I'll lose my job.
Good evening, my passenger.
Good evening.
Nice warm night, ain't it?
Captain, I was worried about you when you didn't come down for your little visit.
Did you think I'd forget you, Mrs. Fitchell? And how are you this evening?
Fine. Fine, thank you, Captain. And you're all right, too, I hope.
We're swinging wide of the channel tonight, me friends. That's why I've come down to talk to you about it. I've got up... Well, now, let me see. How should I put it? Say, a little more excursion for you folks.
Oh, Captain, a moonlight cruise. Oh, he's sweet.
Moonlight cruise, yes, in a way. You know, I've been watching you folks go on excursions for years, and I've been noticing how you hated to go back to the things you had to go back to. Well, we're all on our way to a real happy island where we can be really happy.
Where is it?
Well, I touched there about 32 years ago on the old Rachel Emery. I'd say it's about, 1,650 nautical miles south-southeast of Cape Hatteras.
Oh, geez, that's a long way.
And a fine island it is. There's a good clear harbor, strong black soil, fit for growing things. Sun high up and bright all the year through. There's hunting and fishing, and acres of blue grapes growing wild. I tell you, it's Eden, mates.
I got to get Jacob off to school in the morning. I can't go to no fancy island.
I am going to lose my job. I know it.
It's no easy thing to leave the sheltered water you've learned all through your life. Yes, and it's no easy thing to take your chances sailing out. But once in your life, you should do that. Now, there'll be no one out there to work you till you're tired in spirit. No. No fear. No poverty. No greed. No hatred. But peace and plenty. All yours. The whole Magic Island. But it's worth taking a chance on now, isn't it? What about you, Mr. Fitchell?
Well, I wouldn't mind coming along if you don't mind.
Aye, Papa. Papa, I don't know you anymore.
No, so say hello, Mama.
The passengers, I said before I came on deck, I'd turn back if you didn't want to go. And I will. I mean it. I will.
Well, I don't care. I would like to get a rest.
Now hear me. If you want to go, raise up your hands. Raise them up high if you want to go. Good. Not you, Mrs. Fitchell?
I don't know. Who'll do all Papa's work? Those bombers next door take away the laundry business.
Aye, Mama, son. The last years, you're going to leave me alone, huh?
No, Papa. No.
So for goodness sake, put up your hand. I'm getting a cramp standing like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been bringing you news of the SS Happiness excursion steamer which left New York City yesterday morning for Coney Island, but has not returned. U.S. Coast Guard cutter Cayuga has been sent in search, but as yet no report has been received.
T- 2 points to starboard, Mr. Stevens.
Aye, sir.
Keep her hid in the fog bank there. We can lose any ships after us.
Stand by. We're coming aboard to investigate.
Investigate? What are they going to investigate? Just keep going. Lights out. Lights out all over the ship.
Fog's lifting, sir.
Quick with the wheel, Stevens. Take her 4 points to port. Hurry.
Aye, sir. The cutter's put out a dory full of men.
Boarding party. By gad, I haven't forgot how to handle pirates. Mates, will you fight? Will you fight for happiness? Are you with me?
Of course we am, Lieutenant. Place you want.
Hell, I ain't used these guns since the old Rachel Emery, but I kept them for a time like this. Yes, this one here, it ain't much use. It seems to kick and stick most of the time. It just don't go off at all.
I'll take this one if you don't mind, Captain.
Stop your engine.
What's this?
There she blows. The shadow warning cross. Cross our bow.
Aye, Papa, you think you're so smart. They have got guns, too.
They're no better than Rusty Morgan's buccaneers coming up here like this. They'll be trying to stove our ship in next.
Open up. Open up that wheelhouse.
Don't let them in. Oh, we'll never reach that island.
You get away from here. I don't want to go back to that laundry.
All right. All right. Put down those blunderbusses and speak up. Who's pulling off this shindig?
I am the captain of the SS Happiness.
And what in blazes is the idea going round in circles all night? We're so dizzy chasing you.
Circles? Circles? You mean I ain't at sea? I'm still in the New York Harbor?
You're a menace to navigation. Go below with the passengers.
Look, Papa, we're almost home.
Hi, Mama, those islands.
Wait. It hurts to bring you back like this, mates. Mm-hmm. But let our white and gold ship come sailing into the harbor again, bearing on her decks a new crew of men and women, topsails shining in the morning sun, and innards blazing with the spirit we found last night out there. And our excursion will mean something. Take courage and vision back with you. Fight for the things you want back there. Fight like you fought for the faraway island last night. Be men and women armed with love and wonder, and make life a glowing thing. Will you do that?
Gee, look at all the people. No one was ever so glad to see me before.
Just look on Brooklyn 9. Ain't it nice,
Captain,
huh?
Captain, it's just come over the radio. The company says it's going to keep the Happiness going next year.
You mean they ain't going to make a garbage scow out of her?
The whole city's been calling up wanting to go on a trip like this, so they're not going to junk her.
Well, bless
me. Oh, is that sweet?
Bless me. Thank you, mates. Thank you. You ain't going to use that dirty old subway next year, are you?
No, sir.
You'll just come aboard the SS Happiness for a nice, quiet trip. Huh? Nice day, Mr. Stephen.
Yes, sir. Sun up high and bright.
That's the way I like it for me passengers. And I've been thinking, Mr. Stevens, they said I was going to be captain of this ship next year, didn't they?
Aye, sir. That's what they said.
And don't you see, Mr. Stevens, me mate, I got another chance to try it again. I might get there next year.
That was magnificent, Walter. We always get a thrill out of your fine performances. And here's Connie Boswell again with a song about last night. It's a new ballad, and I think you'll more than enjoy it. Go ahead, Connie.
Last night I touched your fingertips, and when I touched your lips, I fell in love last night. Last night, I felt your heart beat fast. Swiftly the moments passed. Why couldn't it last? Last night, tonight, here I am all alone. My lonely dreams
Why must I be alone? I miss you last night. Why did we say goodbye? My heart keeps asking why. Why couldn't it last night? The angels opened heaven's door.
I touched your finger.
I never felt that way before.
And when I touched your knee,
to have you hold me just once more. I fell in love last night.
Last night
I thought of many things to say.
I felt your heartbeat fast.
My thoughts just seem to run away.
Within a moment's past.
And then you took my breath away. Why couldn't it last night? Tonight, here I am all alone. My lovely dream has flown. Why must I be alone? I miss you last night. Why did we say goodbye? My heart keeps asking why. And I keep crying. Oh, darling, why couldn't it last time?
And now here's Warren Howell with a question that's just as pertinent as it is timely.
Tell me, ladies, what would you say if you discovered the coffee you bought this morning had already lost half the precious flavor and goodness you paid to enjoy?
Well, I'd say I didn't get my money's worth. But, Mr. Hull, can that actually happen to the coffee I buy?
It certainly can, because of this one important scientific fact. Air steals away coffee flavor. All coffee, ground or in the whole bean, starts to lose flavor as soon as it's roasted, if exposed to the air. In fact, ground coffee, packed in ordinary containers where air can easily reach it, loses as much as 45%. Nearly half its precious flavor in only 9 days.
That's mighty important for any housewife to know about the coffee she buys. But how about Maxwell House?
Well, we think too much of this superb new Maxwell House blend to let one bit of its wonderful flavor and goodness escape. That's just why we take Maxwell House, still fresh and fragrant from the roasting ovens, and pack it in the familiar blue super vacuum can. No air can get in, so no flavor can get out. Maxwell House comes right into your kitchen with a full measure of fresh flavor and fragrance sealed in. None wasted. Yes, that's one of the outstanding values in every pound of Maxwell House coffee. One very good reason why Maxwell House gives you, Mrs. Consumer, so much for your money. So if you want more flavor per cup and more cups of full-flavored coffee per pound, try a pound of the new Maxwell House tomorrow. You'll be getting wonderfully richer, more delicious coffee that's not just days fresh, but roaster fresh. And no coffee can be fresher than that.
Daddy!
What is it, Snooks?
I want to sing.
No, no singing for you tonight. Mr. Holtz is going to sing his famous solo mio.
Me too.
No. If I hear another word out of you, I'll take an...
Hello, Daddy. Hello, Snooksy. And what seems to be the trouble?
Are you Lou Holtz?
Oh, now, darling, I just want you to call me... just call me Uncle Louie.
He don't know Uncle Louie, does he, Daddy?
Never mind that. Come on, we'd better run along.
Wait a minute, I want to look at him.
You go ahead, dear. Go right ahead and feast your eyes on the famous Holtz profile.
Oh. I don't see no writing on it, Daddy.
Writing?
I don't know what you mean. You don't see any writing on it.
Daddy said you had S-A-P written all over your face.
Well, that's a fine way to start the day. I'm glad to know you, Mr. Stafford.
Now, wait a minute, Lou. I never said anything of the kind. She makes everything up.
I don't want to sing.
I told you you can't sing. Mr. Holtz is going to sing.
Now, Daddy, nobody's ever won an argument with her yet, so suppose we let her sing. I got a better idea. We'll all sing. When the dentist pulled my tooth last week, a carpet tack was in the chair. I let out a yell and said, "Tell me, Doc, do the roots go way down there?" Oh, sola me!
Sola me!
Oh, sola you!
Oh,
sola
you!
Di-di-di-di-da!
La-ta-ta-ta-ta!
Ha-da-ha! Hello, hello, hello. And now we hear from Baby Snooks.
What is the definition of your backbone? The teacher asked my brother. He said your head sits on one end of it, and you sit on the other.
Oh, soul of me!
Oh, soul of me!
Oh, soul of you!
Oh, soul of you!
Flutty, flutty, flutu.
Flutty, flutty, flutu.
Fla-da-da-da.
Fla-da-da-da.
Chut.
Chut.
Fada.
Fada.
Now we hear from Snooks' daddy.
I love to look in a looking glass and close my eyes real tight, because I like to see how I look when I'm asleep at night.
Oh, soul of me!
Oh, soul of me!
Oh, soul of you!
Oh, soul of you!
The letter, butter! The
letter,
butter! Oh, la, la, la!
Titi!
And now we hear from La Ganga.
Madara Ramazina Limpada Huluna Koranita.
He says in India, when a rich man dies, 16 girls dance around his bed.
Murara Kona Nosa Lipadrian Mirakura Pret.
And then if he doesn't get up, they're sure the guy is really dead.
Oh, soul of me!
Oh, soul of you!
Oh, soul of you!
La 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 la
la la la
la la la la.
Composers throughout the world have written thousands of musical compositions, yet only a handful survive. Meredith Willson believes popular American composers can write fine and lasting music, and each week in the concert hall, he is giving them an incentive to do it. In the past 6 weeks, the music of six well-known American composers has been acclaimed. Tonight, we are proud to present the seventh, the world premiere of an American caprice written and orchestrated especially for this series by Morton Gould. All right, Meredith, Morton Gould's American Caprice.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Meredith, and to Martin Gould, the composer of this American Caprice. Next week, Meredith will introduce the eighth of our new American compositions, a barcarolle by Harry Warren. And now, Meredith Wilson has another commission to make for the concert hall series.
The melody you are hearing was composed by Harold Arlen, and I hereby commission him to write an American minuet to be introduced on Good News soon. Good luck, Harold, and we know you'll do a grand job.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a special treat. In addition to our regular cast, Fanny Bryce as Baby Snooks, accompanied by Hanley Stafford as Daddy, Connie Boswell, Meredith Wilson in his music, and yours truly, we will present a special preview of that fine Paramount picture, The Great Victor Herbert, which opened yesterday at the Paramount Theater in New York and received such fine notices. We will have with us our special guest stars, Alan Jones, the lovely Mary Martin, and Walter Connolly, who plays Victor Herbert. Until then, this is Edward Arnold saying good night.
Warren Hull saying good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.